Here I will present a multi-platform IoT flashing solution, an early prototype of Easy GUI Flash Tool. The goal of this project is to provide a simple, consistent, and user-friendly flashing experience across multiple platforms without the need for vendor-specific tools or complex setup procedures. The same workflow and GUI concept are shared between web, Android, and Windows builds. The current version of the tool is able to flash beacon chips and has built-in firmware downloader and command line working mode. Previous version. For generic information, see previous Windows project repository. Web presentation. The web version is based on modern browser APIs, web serial, web USB, and can be hosted either on GitHub pages or run locally without any back-end services. It allows selecting firmware files, configuring flashing parameters, and monitoring flashing progress directly from the browser. Tested communication speed up to 1,500,000 baud on supported devices. There is a single known issue with the web version. DTR RTS pins used for automatic reset may not work in some cases. It seems to be caused by a Chrome limitation. For best experience, run the flasher locally, on localhost. Android presentation. The Android version is intended mainly for fieldwork and quick device recovery. It requires connecting the target device using either USB-C to USB-C cable or USB OTG adapter. The application provides the same flashing logic as the web version, adapted to mobile UI constraints, and does not require root access. All flashing operations are performed locally on the device. Windows presentation. The Windows version runs as standalone application. It supports also a command line mode, same as main flasher. Still, currently it should be used only for testing, because on Windows we have a main mature version of our flasher. How to get binaries. Get Android.apk and Windows.exe, and soon probably Linux and Mac builds, if possible, here, in Releases tab. Source code, online web version. Summary. This is an early prototype intended to validate the core idea and cross-platform feasibility. The UI provides only basic functionality. Flashing backend supports only beacon. More is to come soon. Please check how good it works for you and let me know. With enough positive feedback, more chips will be ported soon.